Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. This is the second day of the lesson called The Teeth-Heart Connection. Yesterday we learned that there are about 120 studies that show that there is a potential link between gum disease and heart disease. What is one of the possible reasons? Well, one of the common factors is inflammation. Well, we are going to continue learning about this link. So the first thing that we're going to discuss is the teeth-heart connection. And we're also going to discuss what you can do. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson. And what are we waiting for? Let's begin.
The teeth-heart connection. It's also possible that the connection has less to do with biology than with an individual's habits. Perhaps people who take good care of their teeth make other healthy choices that prevent heart disease. What you can do. So, what does this mean for your health? Since the role of gum disease in causing heart disease isn't certain, don't assume that taking care of your teeth will protect your heart. Certainly, brushing and flossing are no substitute for exercise and a healthy diet.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 floss 这个动词。Floss 是指用牙线清洁牙齿。例如 make sure you floss and brush your teeth properly or your gums might bleed. 用牙线洁牙跟刷牙都要使用正确的方式，要不然牙龈会流血。它的现在分词 flossing 也可以当动名词。例如 regular flossing and brushing is a must for healthy teeth.规律的用牙线洁牙跟刷牙是维护牙齿健康一定要做的。Floss 也可以当名词，可以指牙线。完整的说法是 dental floss, D-E-N-T-A-L。继续我们看 substitute 这个名词 ,sub 这个字首有代替的意思。所以 substitute 是指替代品或者是取代的事物。如果要说明取代什么是用 for 这个介系词。例如Soy milk can be a great substitute for cow's milk when cooking vegetarian dishes. 烹饪素食料理时豆浆是牛奶极好的替代品。课文中的 no substitute for 这个句型是指无法取代或者是无法媲美。例如 frozen food is no substitute for fresh homemade food. 冷冻食品是没有办法和新鲜的家常菜媲美的。
Right?
That's right. Got it.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are talking about the possible connection between gum disease and heart disease. And I didn't think about the idea that maybe it was biological. Mm. I mean, maybe you could perhaps get it from your mom or dad, right? Maybe it's in your genes already, to have poor gums and that it's connected to your heart.But here in our lesson, we read it's also possible that the connection has less to do with biology than with an individual's habits. Okay, so this is telling us that your biology is not the most important factor. It's your habits that matter the most.
And we read here, perhaps people who take good care of their teeth make other healthy choices that prevent heart disease. I actually think that...Our lesson makes a very good point because typically if someone takes good care of their teeth, they're also going to choose other things that are healthy or good for them as well.
So you're saying if I take good care of my teeth, chances are I'll also keep my room nice and neat and that I'll do my homework on time. And oh my goodness, why do we have a picture of teeth here? These are big teeth. It's just...There's a big mouth right here. Rebecca, did you find this picture?
Well, Gabe, we're talking about teeth. So, of course, we have to have a picture of teeth and gums.
Okay. Well, those look like healthy teeth. And mostly healthy gums. I'm not sure about this bottom right here. I'm not a dentist. I could pretend I was. You see, right here, it shows we need to brush our teeth more and maybe even brush our gums more.
Yeah, if you look at the gums, Gabe, it looks like there could be some potential inflammation.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
Good.
And that is what you want to avoid, because if you have inflammation on your gums, that could cause other problems.
Yeah, like maybe even heart disease.
Possibly. Well, back to this question that you had asked earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you were asking me that, okay, if you take care of your teeth, that means that you're going to, you know, do your homework and keep your room clean. I don't know. I guess each person is different. But I think that our lesson is making the point that if you take good care of your teeth, you're going to choose to eat things that are good for you and drink things that are healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably right. Well, friends, let's continue here with the section called What Can You Do, or What You Can Do. And we read, so what does this mean for your health? Well, let's take a look at that useful phrase, what does something mean for you? It's like a 事实什么影响你, right? How does this affect you? That's why or how we use this phrase.
So, let's look at another way that you can use this phrase. I hear that you're moving to Korea. I know that you have several children still in school, so what does this mean for your children? Are your children going to move to Korea too, or are they going to stay back in here in Taiwan and continue in school?
That's right. How does this affect your family? What does it mean for them? There's a typhoon coming. Well, you might think that's no big deal. It has nothing to do with me. Well, what does it mean for me? It means that my flight is canceled. I can't fly out when I was supposed to. So that's how it affects me. Think of other situations where you can use this phrase. Something happened, and what does it mean for you?
So what does this mean for your health? Let's find out. Since the role of gum disease in causing heart disease isn't certain, don't assume that taking care of your teeth will protect your heart. So, in other words, just because you take good care of your teeth does not mean that you will not get heart disease.
Right.
It's still possible that you take good care of your teeth and you get heart disease.
Well, it's true.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, some people smoke and they don't get cancer. And some people don't smoke and they get cancer.
Right.
Right.
So you can't assume that just because you floss your teeth every day, you brush your teeth 3 or 4 times a day, and you use mouthwash, that that's going to protect you from any sort of heart disease.
Right.
Because, See what our lesson says?
I see.
Certainly, brushing and flossing are no substitute for exercise and a healthy diet.
Ah, good. So that's the main point. It seems like our lesson is really more about how to maintain a healthy heart more than how to maintain healthy teeth. Because here, the emphasis is on having good health for your heart, right? So we see here, it's no substitute for exercise and a healthy diet. We know that exercise and a healthy diet are both good things you need to have a healthy heart.
That's right. I really like that phrase, no substitute for. And it reminds me of baking. When I bake, I definitely prefer to use butter, real butter, not margarine. Because in my opinion, margarine is no substitute for butter.
Ah.
It makes a big difference. It tastes different. The texture is different. It's just different.
It's just different.
Yes.
Have you ever had, I can't believe it's not butter?
I definitely have had, I can't believe it's not butter. And I'm telling you, I can totally believe it's not butter.
Oh, really? So that's no substitute for butter?
That is no substitute for butter.
Good. If you use this phrase, you know you cannot replace one thing with something else. So, for example, we see exercise and a healthy diet. You know, a healthy diet is no substitute for exercise. You need to do both, friends. Or, you know what? Tea is no substitute for coffee.
Oh, this is where I disagree. Hmm? Tea is an excellent substitute for coffee. I'm thinking about my tea right now.
Coffee is also a wonderful substitute for tea then. You know, friends, we do have a lot more to learn about how to have a healthy heart and good gums. But right now it's time for us to join Pauline and Ken in the InfoCloud.
Hi, friends. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Pauline, I was wondering, how many countries have you traveled to?
Ooh, off the top of my head, I'd have to say maybe 15, 20?
Wow, good to know.
Well, I could be wrong. I'm just guessing since you put me on the spot like that.
Ah, put on the spot. We talked about that yesterday, but what about what you said earlier, off the top of your head? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's another good idiom. What you say off the top of your head is information that you provide just recalled from your memory or by guessing.
And it has the sense of being impromptu, a response to a question or subject that came up unexpectedly.
Right. Ken, do you think you could name all 50 U.S. states off the top of your head?
I wouldn't bet on it. What about you? Could you do it off the top of your head?
Ooh, maybe, but I'd be afraid to try on camera.
我们今天再来学一个美国人经常用的一个惯用语 ,off the top of one's head. Head 在这里就是人的头。什么叫做从某人的头顶出来呢？它的意思就是没有经过仔细思考或计算。如果有人问你知不知道某一个数据，比如说世界的人口，你可以立刻给一个答案 off the top of your head， 就是不加思索地说出来，那是没有经过查证或确认的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the connection between your teeth and your heart. How often do you brush your teeth? Every day? Twice a day? Three times a day? Good for you. You are taking some good steps to protect your heart. However, our lesson does say that, of course, taking care of your teeth and flossing are definitely no substitute for exercise. Well, let's learn of some other ways that you can protect your heart.
The teeth-heart connection. But keeping your mouth healthy and avoiding gum disease are still good goals to pursue. They'll spare you pain and high dental bills and keep your dazzling smile intact. This research does mean that if you have gum disease, you should get your heart checked. This is especially true if you are at risk of heart disease for other reasons, such as smoking. Who would have thought that your mouth and your heart would be connected? The body is a complex and mysterious thing. So do all you can to preserve it.
All right, 接下来我们看 dazzling 这个形容词。Dazzling 本来是 dazzle, D-A-Z-Z-L-E, 使目眩或者是使惊叹这个动词的现在分词。当形容词是指耀眼的或者是灿烂的。例如 ,the dazzling sunshine is beckoning us to go to the beach. 耀眼的阳光在召唤着我们去海边。或者是 ,the boy's good looks and dazzling smile made him very popular with girls. 这个男孩英俊的外表以及灿烂的笑容让他非常受到女生的欢迎。最后我们看的是 intact, 这个形容词 ,in 在这里是一个否定的字首。T-A-C-T 这个字根有接触的意思，所以 intact 没有被接触过的意思就是指完好无缺的或者是未受损伤的。例如 luckily, most of the buildings in the city remained intact after the earthquake. 很幸运地经过地震后这个城市大多数的建筑都完好无缺。或者是 it was impossible to keep the governor's reputation intact,After the scandal was exposed, 这桩丑闻曝光后要维持州长的声誉不受损害是不可能了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's continue learning about this connection between your teeth and your heart. And we read here, but keeping your mouth healthy and avoiding gum disease are still good goals to pursue. Okay, so even if they don't really affect your heart, then they're still good to do. It's still good to brush your teeth and to floss. Oh my goodness, what is this, Rebecca? Another picture?
Yes, Gabe, this is a mouth.
That's a huge mouth. It's right next to me. He could eat me.
Oh, you're so funny, Gabe. I promise you he's not going to eat you. Well, you know, I thought you wanted to pretend to be a dentist. At least earlier you were trying to pretend.
Okay, so as you can see, friends, there is a little bit of blood on that tooth. I hate blood. Oh, my goodness. Why are we talking about? Why do we have a picture? You know what a mouth looks like.
Right. But sometimes people forget what a healthy mouth looks like and an unhealthy gums.
So was that a healthy mouth or an
Well, it looked a little bit
Rebecca, would
unhealthy.
You like to have those plastic things holding your mouth open?
Well, when I had braces, I had to have those things in my mouth.
Really?
Okay, yes, I did.
All day?
Not all day. No, this person's at the dentist.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and if you look at the teeth, they're kind of yellow. So, I don't think he brushes his teeth very well.
Right.
Yes.
Well, moving on. We see here, they'll spare you pain and high dental bills and keep your dazzling smile intact. Let me tell you, that picture was not a dazzling smile. It was someone having their mouth worked on by a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like this phrase, to spare you something. We see, spare you pain and high dental bills. If you brush your teeth, it will help you. You will save money. You won't have to spend that money on those bills.
And what does it mean to spare you something? That just means it prevents someone from having to experience something unpleasant. For example, let's say that you're someone that gets very nervous playing an instrument in front of other people. And then you are asked to play in front of all these people and you're really, really nervous and you're shaking. And finally someone comes along and says, you are very lucky. I will spare you the embarrassment of having to sing in front of everyone.
Oh, nice. Yes. Spared the embarrassment.
Yes.
Good. Sometimes I will hear someone say, spare me the details. So maybe they want a report about someone, someone's trip or someone's experience, but they just want the important things. They might say, just tell me the facts. Spare me the details. That means don't share all the details. Because, Rebecca, some people like to go on, and they share all the details about all their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have all the time in the world to hear all the details. You just want the facts. Spare me the details.
And you know, sometimes we don't even need to hear all the details.
Yeah,
sometimes it's not healthy for our ears to hear everything that had happened. So that's a great example. Well, let's continue on here. We read, this research does mean that if you have a gum disease, you should get your heart checked. This is especially true if you are sick or if you are at risk of heart disease for other reasons, such as smoking. So let's pause there for a moment and just review. If you have gum disease, you should definitely get your heart checked.
Right. So maybe it's not related, gum disease and heart disease, but if you have gum disease, maybe you should check out what's going on with your heart. And we continue on here. Who would have thought that your mouth and your heart would be connected? Well, I guess I wouldn't have thought. That's a good question. I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know either, but now I do. And I think it's very interesting because the body is a complex and mysterious thing. So do all you can to preserve it. Now let's take some time to look at that phrase, do all you can to do something. This just means that you should do everything in your power to do something else. For example, let's say that someone loses their dog and they're feeling very sad. The mom or dad might say, no, Billy, we will do all that we can to find your dog.
Good. Mm-hmm. Or there is a very important speaker coming today, so do all you can to be here on time.
Uh-huh.
And do all you can to show your respect. You know, our boss his birthday is coming up. So we're going to plan a surprise party. Do all you can to keep the boss away for a while so that we can plan the party and really surprise him.
Well, make sure you do all you can to stay very focused as you watch this review skit.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, I won.
Excuse me, Doctor, I'm here to investigate.
Oh, well, investigate what?
The link between gum disease and heart disease.
The factors that put you at risk for heart disease are smoking, poor diet, and lack of exercise.
Of course. We've all heard that list. But tell me, is it true that the health of your gums may affect your likelihood of developing heart disease? I want the facts.
Well, I'll tell you, studies show a potential link. Gum disease is a risk factor for heart disease and diseases that affect blood vessels.
So, people with gum disease often develop heart disease?
Yes, but gum disease doesn't necessarily cause heart disease.
Then why the connection?
Well, one common factor is inflammation.
Painful swelling?
Yes. The body senses a threat and sends white blood cells to attack.
Which causes heart disease?
No. But it often accompanies it. It's the same bacteria that leads to inflammation.
Could it have less to do with biology and more to do with people's habits?
Possibly. Perhaps people that take good care of their teeth make other healthy choices too.
Choices that prevent heart disease.
That's right.
So keeping your mouth healthy is a good goal?
Of course. But it's not a substitute for exercise and a healthy diet.
So keep your mouth healthy, exercise, and eat right.
Exactly. The body is complex and mysterious. Do all you can to protect it.
I will.
All right, friends, so don't forget to brush your teeth and floss. And don't look at this picture for too long because it'll creep you out.
Well, friends, we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Come on up. No. Get away from the mouth.